Blog Talk Radio.
WAMRDB Atlanta Mix Radio is now.
All right, you guys. All right, welcome back to Atlanta Mix Radio. Y'all are listening to DJ Samore, the woman's station, Atlanta Mix Radio, here broadcasting live at WATB 1420, our morning show. You guys might have seen me running around kind of messing around with this and messing around with that. I'm trying to make sure I can do a few things with our broadcast, which is being simultaneously broadcast on our Blog Talk Radio at the same time. But I forgot some wires at the house. That's why you hear the luckiest. So that's my fault. That's what happened. Anyway, we're going to get to the top of the 30 minutes that's happening in traffic, brought to you by Loving Care Family Chiropractic. And heads up, there's a crash in Ackworth. There's an accident at Boulevard Southeast, Atlanta Avenue Southeast. On the east side, I-25 northbound, taking around 30 minutes from I-20 to Spaghetti Junction. In Fulton County, 400 southbound, very heavy, coming in from Alpharetta, 47 minutes from Old Milton down to I-285. Downtown I-75, I-85, now over 20 minutes from SR-166 up to the Brookwood Interchange. Accidents with injuries, according to Atlanta Police, at Boulevard Southeast, Decatur Street Southeast. Another police report from Atlanta PD. Northside Drive at Northside Parkway. Please avoid that area. Fulton County I-85 from Virginia Avenue. There's a crash working in the right lane. Delays on Cleveland Avenue. Now, okay, that's up there. Boy, it's going to be jammed up right there. All right, so Kyle Parkway, I-75 southbound. Slow around the Barrett Parkway. 40 minutes from Wade Green Road to I-285. In Fulton County, we have Georgia 400 southbound. Stop and go at Haynes Bridge Road. 36 minutes. From Old Milton Parkway to 285. Downtown I-85 northbound, slow moving around the university, now 15 minutes on SR-166 to Brookwood Interchange. And coming up to the top of the past hour, I know it's 30 minutes after, but we're about 20 minutes out. Fulton Industrial, that crash clearing on the left shoulder lane. All right. On the Fox Storm Team weather, it's currently 58 degrees. There's an overcast. It feels like 58. And there's rain showers this morning with some sunshine during the afternoon hours. Coldest 69 degrees, chance of rain at 40%.
All with that front. But notice these arrows moving right here. That denotes that it's going to be a little breezy this afternoon. I think we could see wind about 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 20 miles per hour. However, the longer we go into the afternoon, the more sunshine we see. And then overnight tonight, the winds really die down. It's going to be nice and clear. That means temperatures will drop. We're going to wake up tomorrow morning, and temperatures will be up to 40. If you live in the extreme north shore, sunshine will be up to 30 tomorrow morning by the afternoon. We're talking about it. Entire extended period, just beautiful. If you are looking to get rain, this morning is your only shot for it. The rest of the week is going to be very dry, it's very sunny, with comfortable temperatures, warming to the mid-70s by the time we get inside.
I don't know, you guys. I was trying to listen to noise. It's like a banging noise or something going on out there, and it's a concrete building. I don't play that. I have a turn. I had to turn everything down. I said, we're going to go back into a little more music. I don't play that. I'm sorry. I'm blocking them.